When's the last time you saw a whale on Mastermind? They wouldn't fit in the chair, I admit. But that's not why they're not invited on. They're not invited on because they are stupid. They don't even get invited on Family Fortunes. This is it, maybe. You try doing Les Dennis. It's not easy. Hello, Les Dennis here. The funny one's dead. We can cut that out. I hope we do. Mr. Dick, Moby, what is the capital of France? You said, Survey said, pass off! Did you see the two Scottish families on Family Fortunes? It was great. It was when Bob Monkhouse was doing it. It was brilliant. And I wanted the Scottish families to be dead brainy and everything, so it would be, remember Bannockburn, you bastards. There was two Scottish families on Family Fortunes, and I thought, come on, be great and everything. The source of my national pride was somebody winning Family Fortunes. It's a nightmare. God, come on, be great. But of course, they were shit thick. It was when Bob Monkhouse was doing it, which was lucky, because I can do him a wee bit better. Okay. Mr. McDonald. We asked 100 people, name something that flies, and you're afraid of it. That's an easy one, Bob. Yes? An eagle. It's true, he said that. An eagle! An eagle! No! An intercontinental ballistic missile, perhaps! A bee, even, maybe! But an eagle! Oh, I just thought, pop down to the shops, Mum. Fuck an eagle! No! Where are you children going?
Oh, we thought we'd just go out hill walking, headmaster.
Oh, don't go out hill walking, there's eagles out and eagles in there. An eagle! No! And I felt for Bob. I felt for him. Because he had to do it. He had to say, you said eagle. Survey said, piss off! An eagle. I swear this is true. I saw it with my own eyes. It's a coincidence I'm the only one in the theatre that did, but it's true. It's true. And later on in the quiz, it was like, Mr. McDonald. We asked 100 people. Name a fabric you like best next to your skin. That's an easy one, Bob. Oh, is it? Remembering you said eagle. No, it's an easy one, Bob. We think the fabric people like best next to their skin is fur. Fur! A fabric, fur! Oh yes, the great fur mills of the north of England. Oh, there's trouble at mill. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, there's no fur, is there? Fur! And Bob had to do it! He had to! You said fur! Survey said, Bob, I'm warning you! And then He went at the other guy, the other Mr. McDonald, and said, it's nothing against McDonald's, by the way. The other Mr. McDonald, he said, okay, you've got all the time in the world. Name a fabric people like best next to their skin.
That's an easy one, Bob.
Yes, I thought you might say that. I swear this is true.
It's an easy one, Bob.
Yes?
I mean, that's an easy one, Bob. Yes?
Shut up, I'm enjoying myself.
Yes? Well, we've conferred with the family. That's Moira at the end there. She's going to be a policeman when she grows up. We've conferred with the family, and we think the fabric people like best next to their skin is nylon.
Nylon! No! Nylon was the shirt you used to have to wear at primary school. When it was all cold, it made your nipples go... Nylon! Ooh! I'd rather cut off my hand! And Bob, how'd they do it? You said nylon. Survey said, Bob, this is your last chance. Then, coming towards the end of the quiz and everything, it came towards Gran's question. Everybody was going, oh shit, it's Gran's question. And Gran was perfectly nice. He was in the corner all decomposing and everything. Okay, Gran, it's your question. You're old, so I'll let me patronise and humiliate you just a little bit. We asked 100 people, name something you associate with the colour red. Now, I swear this is true. This is real life. Name something you associate with the colour red.
That's an easy one, Bob!
Yes?
My red cardigan.
My red cardigan! And Bob had to do it! You said my red cardigan. So if you said, Bob, piss off and resign.